Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. I hope you guys are having a beautiful, blessed day. Happy Thursday. Super excited to come to you guys today. We have a really, really good discussion to talk about, and we're going to talk about what happens when your blessings are delayed, when you lie, God. Where they at? I've been working. I've been praying. What's going on? And you get discouraged. You want to give up. You don't want to continue. You don't want to continue the process. So we are going to talk about that. What happens when your blessings are delayed? Before we jump into everything, you guys load up the comments. Go ahead and load them up, load them up, load them up. Say good morning, Grand Rising, and all of the above. I wanted to share a video with y'all. I still haven't figured out my back end because it was a really, really good video. I wanted to bring to y'all today. Might not be able to, but I will share it on my community page on YouTube. So if you guys are following me, or you should be subscribed at this point. I hope you guys are subscribed. Please subscribe. It really helps me, but I'm going to share it on my community page. So after we have this conversation, you guys can go see. Let's see. I'm going to put morning motivators. Watch this. Okay. So you guys can see these videos. And I love these videos because they really help me. And I think that they will really help somebody. So if you guys are having a hard time, if you're struggling, you're trying to figure it out, you're just going through the process, because it's all a process. This video is really important, but today's topic is extremely important. We are on episode 99, y'all. 99. So fun fact before I get into the prayer and the morning shout outs. When I was in kindergarten, we had this quiz that goes up to where we count from 1 to 100. It was something that one of my teachers did. And I got all the way up to 99, and I could not figure out what the next number was. For whatever reason, my brain just didn't compute the next number is 100. It just didn't click. I was like, I was confused. She was like, you're almost there, but I did not get my sticker because I hit 99. So 99 is an interesting number for me. But nonetheless, we are at episode 99. So little full circle moment for myself. So I'm super happy. Thank you guys so much for those who have tuned in since the very beginning. Thank you all who have came and along this journey. If this is your first time watching, please let me know where you're watching from. I love to hear that. Put your comments in the shout out, or excuse me, put your comments in the chat box so you can get your good morning shout out and all of the above. But let's get into this prayer. If you are not spiritual or religious, or you do not resonate with the Christian denomination, it is totally fine. You are still welcome here. I pray that you will, you don't mind me praying for you anyway. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up for another day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to fellowship as long as we have, almost 100 days. I want to say thank you for my audience. I hope that you bless and touch each and every person watching now live, and that will watch later, everybody listening on the podcast. I pray that you just open their lives with abundance and blessings and discernment, and they walk in your light and in your purpose. And if they are not, that you put them on the right path, and that any obstacle that is in front of them, that you give them the strength and perseverance to get through that obstacle, because we know that we need those obstacles to prepare us for what's next. And everything, we love you. Thank you again for another day and the days to come and the days that we have had here. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. So I hope you guys are ready for today. I can't believe we're on episode 99, y'all. I'm baffled. So let's go to these shout outs and say good morning to my morning motivators. Hello, Madam Noir. Good morning. Good morning, Dia Dia. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Edwan. You guys keep sending your prayers to Edwan. Still in the hospital, but he is on a speedy recovery. You guys continue to send your blessings to Edwan. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, She Amber. I know, everyone. How are you feeling? Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Jewel. Good morning, Nichelle. Good morning, KK. Grand Rising, and Rich Rising to all my Rich Rising motivators out there. Good morning, Melindy. Thank you so much for all of the work. Miss Melindy has been killing it on our morning motivation Instagram page, giving us little clips. So you guys check that out. Do not forget to be a part of that as well. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Chador. Shador, good morning, She Amber. Yes, thank you. Good morning, Jewel. I know, hit 100 tomorrow. We got to figure out what we're going to do. Tomorrow's a big day. Tomorrow, Friday, is a big day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Angel Grand Rising. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Super, Super Mitt, Super Steph. good morning, Steph here. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And Grand Rising, Grand Rising, Grand Rising, Grand Rising. Good morning, Michael. How are you? So you guys, we're going to dive in. So let's just keep it a buck. Good morning, May. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm going to let some more mornings trickle in here. I'm super excited. I hope you guys are blessed. And for those of you who are not, who are going through it, who are like, where are my blessings? I've been putting in the work. I've been putting in the good work. Yesterday, we talked about continuing the good work, even if you don't get the praise, even if no one is watching, which can be very, very hard, especially if you are grinding, especially if you're like, what am I doing wrong? I've been doing all the right things. Lord, I'm a good person. I go to church. I pray. I might go to church. I do my tithes. What am I doing wrong? Like, why am I not getting blessed? I see this person being blessed. I see this person being blessed. I see this person being blessed. What am I doing wrong? Like, what is the problem? What is wrong with my blessings? Are my blessings on Amazon? I thought they was on Amazon Prime. I paid for Prime. They not here. Where is my blessings? Where are they? Because I see Shanita getting blessed. I see Kim getting blessed. And they not doing right. It seems like everybody else in my life, or everybody that I see, they twerking on the gram. They showing a TNA. And I'm trying to be a wholesome person. I'm trying to do right. And I'm not getting my blessings. And if you are that person, I got a message for you today. Because we all go through it. We've all been there. Even myself, I do. I have days where I don't want to do it anymore. I have days where I want to give up. I have days where I'm just like, what's going on? But after I get over my little bitty pity party, and I think that that's important to understand where your emotions lie, understand to allow yourself to feel those emotions, because it is a part of the journey, the blood, sweat, and tears that we have to put into where we're going and what we want and what we want to do. So I think it's very important to feel those emotions, especially for some of us. We're women, we're emotional, and we have to get that stuff out. Even men, right? Good morning, you guys. Steph says feeling backwards sometimes, like you're going backwards. 100%. Good morning, Dane Dion. And I can give you guys this example. When I started Morning Motivation, my subscribers started to decline. I am further away from 100,000 subscribers than I was when I started Morning Motivation. I was like at 97, now I'm at 94,000. So imagine working years at something, right? And just like Steph said, imagine you're like, okay, I'm almost there. I'm almost there. And then you start feeling yourself backsliding, or you see your goals sliding, or maybe you're in school, right? And you're close to graduation, and then you go get your credits evaluated, and they go, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You thought you were graduating in May, but there's two classes, or there's a class that you didn't take, and it's not given to you until the fall or until next spring. So unfortunately, you're not going to graduate. Or good morning, Sydney. You've been trying and trying and trying and trying and trying for a child, or you've been wanting to get married. You've been trying relationship after relationship after relationship, and nothing seems to work. Nothing seems to stick. The baby, every test is negative. Everything that you've been trying just isn't working. Every job application that you've been putting in, just no fruit have been coming from that. So what I want you to do, good morning, Marta, is one, allow yourself to feel those emotions. That's a part of the process. Feel that little bit, take that little pity party, just a little bit, you know, get that little violin out and kind of sulk just a little tad, just a tad, because you're human, especially women. We have to get our emotions out. And I think men, y'all need to get your emotions out more than ever. Do it in your own way, behind closed doors, whatever makes you comfortable. But give yourself those 5 minutes to, woe it's me. Where's my blessings? Why am I not getting this? And it's even okay to be mad at God for a second. You know, because we can get frustrated. If we're in the likeness of him, I feel like he has our same emotions. He knows what we're going through. He knows, and he wants us to talk to him. He wants us to cast our burdens on him. So you can have that moment right? Allow yourself to go through this. Oh, she said, Sydney says, yes. Oh my God, it's hit home as an advisor. Those graduation denial conversations can be hard. Yes. They come in excited thinking they're about to graduate, and you'd be like, oh, honey, unfortunately, you didn't take this. You need these two classes to graduate. I'm so sorry you're not graduating right now. You have to wait. They done took their pictures. They done send out invitations. I don't know why people do that without getting a graduation. They be so excited. No, until you get that, your graduating letter, y'all, do not do that to yourselves. Even if it's last minute, do not do it to yourselves. Okay. Anyways, we are going through this process and we're working hard and we're striving and striving and striving. And then we just feel like, dang, my goals are getting farther and farther away. They're slipping. I'm just like, what am I doing? What did I do wrong? I thought I was on top of it. What is happening to me? Right. Allow yourself the pity party. Allow yourself to throw what I call an adult temper tantrum. Just a little bit at home. Don't do it in public. Don't take out your frustrations on anybody. It's not the advisor's fault that we weren't on top of it or we didn't get our stuff evaluated sooner. You know, we have to take ownership and responsibility for what we did and did not do. But in this process, after your pity party, after you dried your tears, you know, you came back to yourself, because we got to let those emotions out. We can't have those in there and festering, you guys. A lot of reasons why a lot of us are stressed and we're getting all this cancer and we're having all this anxiety and we're going through all of these, you know, mental, it's because we keep all this stuff in us. You got to get it out. You got to get those emotions. You got to feel the hurt. You got to feel the pain. You got to cry. Men, go in the bathroom. If you don't feel like you're, you know, you there's no safe space, get that stuff out. Go to the gym, work it out, whatever you got to do, but let it out. And once we let it out, this is the first step we do. Because the other step is like it's like the warm up, right? The pity party is the warm up. The first thing we have to do in this process is we have to stop complaining and we need to open our eyes and thank God for what we have. Brittany, what you mean? Like, I was already thankful. I done been to church. I done did this. I done cut this off. I done did this. I done got stopped smoking. I stopped drinking. I was right for about 2 weeks. I was, you know, we want to speed up the process because we looking at all this stuff that we are doing right. Good. Keep doing right. Keep doing what you feel in your heart you're supposed to do. Keep studying. Keep working at it. Keep knocking on doors. Keep making the calls. Keep sending the emails. Keep, right? Keep going. That I wasn't supposed to say that till a little later, but keep going. Stop complaining and be thankful. So when I say that is we have to check ourselves, right? Just like toddlers, start throwing their temper tantrums and they're stomping their feet, my little niece will cross her arms and she'll go, not fair. That's so cute. And she'll just do this. But once we have our temper tantrums, right, we have to check ourselves. And we have to go down the laundry list of our blessings. And like we talked about yesterday, all right, God, I know I'm a little upset. You know, I'm a little mad, but let me not be a brat and let me really, really count my blessings. All right. First, am I well? Yes. Am I alive? Yes. Can I see? Yes. Can I speak? Yes. You know, we take a lot of things for granted. Do I have a roof over my head? Yes. Do I have lights? Yes. Do I have internet? Yes. Do I have a job? Yes. Even if I don't like my job, I still have a job. Okay, if I don't have a job, at least I'm at a job that I don't like, right? Yes. And just go down the list. Do I have family that I love? Yes. Do I have a loved one? Yes. Do I have? Start taking inventory of all that we have. That seems so cliche. I see KK. Here we go. Let's talk about it. And I got you. I'm going to go back. I hear you, Britt, but I feel like God has me in a waiting season, or I'm not hearing anything directly on what my next step, and I am tired. This is for you. Oh, I want to play this video so bad. I don't even know how to do it. I'm going to work it out. Okay. We're going to work it out. I'm glad you're here. All right. In this waiting season, right? KK said, I'm in a waiting season. Like, what is up? I'm not hearing God. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. keep doing the work in your waiting season. Your waiting, your delay is for a reason. There is never progress without delay. You know, it's like, and I can give you this analogy, KK. Have you ever left your house late? Like you were scrambling around looking for the keys. I always say God is hiding my keys, or God is hiding something from me. The reason why we go through delays, the reason why we're in these waiting periods, the reason why we're waiting is He's setting up the right time. He said, whatever we're praying for, whatever we're asking for, whether it be a house, a relationship, the graduation, the experience, the vacation, the baby, whatever, right? We're doing the work and God is seeing that, right? There's about 100 other million things that have to be worked out and positioned, and mindsets have to, and decisions have to be made by other people involved in order for this to come to fruition, right? So if you're waiting on maybe a significant other, maybe you're praying for your husband, your spouse, whomever, and you're like, where is he? What is he doing? Pray that he's also doing the work. If you're waiting for, if you're praying for a job or whatever, pray that, you know, whatever happens, that the position gets lined up. Maybe somebody's still sitting in your position. Maybe the apartment isn't ready yet because somebody hasn't moved out yet. Maybe the house isn't ready yet because somebody hasn't moved out yet. Maybe there's a few things going on that have to be worked out in your favor that you just got to wait at that stop sign. You just got to wait right there at the crosswalk because these people got to cross first, or the traffic has to be moved. You know, when I said that he's delaying or hiding my keys, 9 times out of 10, anytime we leave home late, what happens is there's an accident that he's keeping us from. Sometimes it's not meant for you to go forward because there's something disastrous down the road. So he needs you to wait and be still so he can move things out of the way, so he can set things up for you. So then when you do go forward, when that light does turn green, everything is in alignment and is right. He's moving multiple things in our favors for multiple people at the same time. That's how great he is. He's going, all right, this piece has to move here, this person, because there's a domino effect to, it's called the butterfly effect. You know, one thing affects the other. One thing, one decision affects the other. You know, I don't know if y'all seen, I didn't see the butterfly effect, but there's a, you know, Benjamin Button. I don't know if you guys saw the movie, The Benjamin Button. And in the movie, there's a sequence where the young lady gets hit by a taxi and gets in the hospital. She's not paralyzed. She's a ballerina. She was a dancer. She was traveling all over the world. And in the sequence of the movie, she got hit by a taxi because of a few other things that had taken place prior to. So everything is a ripple effect. But had not she not got hit, she wouldn't have started her studio and she wouldn't have found Benjamin, because she would have still been around the world, possibly with another person and all of these other things. So that's another thing. So as he's setting these things up, if you're his child, if you are doing what you're supposed to do, things will line up for you. We just don't know what that time is going to be like, you know, and there's always a reason for the delay. If you're in the midst of the delay, if you're in the midst of what in the heck is going on, I'm doing all the right things, be patient. Pray for patience. Ask God to show you maybe possibly why you're waiting. And in the midst of this, with the video, I wish I could play it for y'all. I've tried to set it up. That's why I was a little late. I tried to set it up so I could have it for y'all. Please go watch it after we do the live. Sometimes those delays are for our benefit, y'all. Sometimes those delays and that waiting, like I said, that accident ahead, he's keeping us from moving too fast or possibly missing our blessing in the future, because it's not ready yet. Maybe that's one way, right? Maybe he's setting some things up. But in the meantime, in between time, while we're waiting, we got to keep working. Maybe there's a skill you haven't mastered yet. Maybe there's some more work you need to do. Maybe there's some part of the homework you didn't complete. Sometimes we start these projects and we can start them and we go a few moments, right? We'll do a little, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a few months, right? I've only been doing the morning motivation 5 months. We'll do something in a short period of time or a few months and we'll go, it ain't working. This ain't working. Man, maybe God didn't give me this. Maybe God didn't tell me to do this. Maybe, man, this ain't working. People ain't listening. I'm not getting no views. The job applications aren't picking. And we just give up. We just give up. Maybe we should assess our work. Maybe we should stop and assess what we're doing. You know, I was watching Instagram and this young lady, I love her. She has like this strong African accent out of Florida. But she goes, does a scientist give up after one experiment, two experiments, three experiments? No, they rework their strategy and they keep moving. You know, we pray for God. God, I want this. And then we start doing what we want to do, but we didn't consult God. We didn't say, hey, what my next step is. If he's telling you to wait, it's wait. You're waiting for a reason. He's getting some things worked up or you got something else to work on. So don't give up in the midst of the process, because there you got to keep one foot in front of the other. I talked about this before. Again, I was trying to share it with y'all, and it's called 3 feet from gold or 5 feet from gold, 3 feet or 5 feet from gold. So there was this miner that came out to the west of California way, way back in the heyday, Wild Wild West of America, right? And his goal was to find gold. So he came out there to California. He was digging and digging and digging and digging and digging. He bought all this equipment. He was on a mission, spent years digging and digging and digging for this gold. One day he was like, you know what? I'm tired of this. I haven't gotten gold. I'm over it. I'm going to sell my equipment. I'm out. Like, God, you said it was some gold out here. Ain't no gold, bro. You know what? I quit. I'm done. Forget it. I'm done. He sells his equipment to this next miner that came out there. He was like, well, I'll keep digging. I don't mind. I'll keep digging. Good morning, Vanessa. So the new guy gets his equipment. And a couple weeks later, strikes gold. The gentleman who gave up were 3 feet or 5 feet from gold. All he had to do was dig a little deeper, be a little bit more patient, and kept going a little bit longer, and boom. So if nothing else motivates you, if nothing else that I say today motivates you, let that be your motivation. If I don't keep going, I'm going to miss my blessing. Everything I've prayed for, I worked for, the book that you've been writing, the all the doctor's appointments that you've been to, to have that baby, or all of the work that you've been doing, all the weight that you've been losing, all of the studying you've been doing, everything, even if you've failed the test, I don't know how many times, the real estate exam, the insurance exam, the bar, some of y'all are trying to pass the bar. I don't care. Keep going. Keep studying. You're going to align at the right time. And then let's be real, right? Let's be very honest with ourselves. I need to hear this. Thank you so much for the super chat. And then let's keep it real. Let's assess our work. Let's assess our work, because we got to take accountability. Let's assess our work. Did we really put our all into it? Or did we just, you know, half-ass it a little bit? Did we just do a little something and then we go, you know? Did we really give our all? Could we really have done it a little bit better? Could we studied a little longer? Could we have delayed maybe that party, that trip? Y'all, I failed grad school because I went on a trip instead of canceling the trip and really doing my final exam the way I was supposed to. That's what really happened. And for years, I was telling myself, oh, the trip was worth it. The trip was worth it. No, it wasn't, because I could have had a graduate degree. But because I chose a trip and turned in my work early, I didn't graduate. That's the truth, right? So did we really give it our all, or did we just did a little bit? You know what I mean? Really think about that. Did we really put in all the work? Did we really, really, really do our absolute best? And if the answer is yes, keep going. If the answer is no, keep working. And that's sometimes our problems. Like we want to do, not y'all, I'm just saying, sometimes we want to do a little bit. We want to work out a little bit and expect to lose a whole bunch of weight. Or we want to drink the detoxes and expect to just, oh, I don't got to do nothing else. I could lose. I could keep eating how I'm eating. I could keep eating the garbage. I could keep consuming the garbage. I can work a little bit. And then I'm supposed to just be blessed. God is probably over there like, I want to bless you, but you ain't do what I needed you to do. You didn't do the work. And sometimes we can be stuck, and everybody's at different seasons. So I'm talking to different people depending on your season. So if it hits you, let it marinate. You feel me? But certain seasons, he's looking at us to do some more work. I don't know who I'm talking to, and I don't think I'm talking to KK. I'm talking to somebody. We ain't doing enough work. We think we did. We did a little bit. We did a little something. We did a little sprinkle or something. We did a little bit. We didn't really do the work. We didn't really study. We didn't really pay attention in class. We didn't really, you know, give it our all when we were dating that or in that relationship. So we have to be honest with ourselves in the midst of what we're doing and where we're going and what it is. And I want to read y'all's comments because y'all loading them up today. So I want to make sure I get this. Seth says, I think because we put a measure on earnings and blessings all the time, rather than knowing that sometimes the blessings are free because love is free. I love that you said this, Steph. A lot of times, yes, we measure our blessings only on money and maybe likes or views, depending on your industry and whatever. God didn't say all your blessings were going to be for money. We know how to make money. He told you how to make money. You go get a job. You go get a job with the salary that you want. Boom, you got more money. You start a business. You sell a product. Boom, you can have more money. I think that we get so caught up sometimes on the money, including myself. You know, we all got bills. We all got stuff to do. We all got, you know, we want the money to come. But sometimes we miss it because our blessings can be peace. That relationship ended because you needed peace more than you needed that family, than that ring, than that wedding. You know, sometimes women, we get our minds so caught up on a wedding and you overlook the man that you're laying next to. You overlook all of the red flags and all of the signs and all of the cheating because we want to be like this person and this person. We want to take the pictures and we want the ring so bad and we want the wedding so bad. He's like, no, I had to remove him so you could see that that's not what was won for you. And your focus was wrong. You were focused on the wedding and the ring and not the relationship, not the person, not the purpose. Not the purpose. Anybody that attaches with anybody, there needs to be purpose. Bump the wedding, bump the ring, bump the pictures. Why are y'all coming together? What's the purpose? The man didn't even have direction. He didn't even know what he wanted to do with his life. And you wanted to marry him. The woman didn't even know what to, she wasn't going to be the mother that you wanted to for your children, but you wanted to marry her just to be married. Y'all, marriage is not euphoria. Marriage isn't the end all be all. Marriage is not a secret pill that you take and everything is just magically. It don't work like that. Marriage amplifies everything that's wrong. And I'm talking to somebody. That relationship was supposed to end because that wasn't who you were supposed to be with. You got more work to do on yourself. I love that Steph said this. Y'all, everything isn't tied. All of our blessings ain't tied to money and material things. Sometimes he blessed you by getting you fired so you could make some moves because you weren't moving. You lost your job. You knew you were supposed to leave that job years ago, but you wasn't moving. So he was like, you know, I gotta have them fire you because you're not going to move any other way. You need to write that book. What are you waiting on? He got you the laptop. He like this. I gave you a laptop. He was praying for you. Said you couldn't write the book without the laptop. You got the laptop. You still ain't wrote the book. People are waiting on you to make moves. People are waiting on you to keep going. The delay and the blessing is we got to either do some more work or he's making stuff happen behind the scenes. Chris says, I needed to hear this so bad. I feel like I am hanging on by a thread and watching everyone else thrive and prosper. And let me tell y'all this. Let me tell y'all this, what's so funny and interesting. Me and my honey were talking about this, right? I'm seeing everybody selling this stuff, and people's stuff ain't really selling, right? And I was like, what's going on? I was like, I had to just do an assessment because I'm seeing a lot of things, including some of my stuff. I was like, okay, people don't have that, so we got to just bring the price down a little bit. So what's really going on? Let's assess. Y'all, people don't have as much money as they had in 2020. We're seeing people prosper, or it looks like they prospered, right? Especially over the last 2 years. Let's look at what we were going through, and not to down anybody's season of blessing. In the pandemic was like, oh my gosh, everything bad is happening. People have more spending money. You know why? They didn't have to pay their rent. They didn't have to pay their student loans. A lot of the bills were they still were getting paid from their jobs, but they were spending the money, you know, buying on Amazon, buying online, shopping. They were still spending the money. They weren't doing, you know, they weren't investing it or saving it, or they were like, oh, I'm getting this money and I don't got to pay this. Cool. And so people were spending and spending and spending in 2021. And the government was printing money and printing money and printing money, and everything was cheap and everything was low, and there were price cuts on things. And so people were buying and buying and buying and buying. Now the market is correcting itself. Inflation skyrocketed, right? Everything is so much more expensive than it was 2 years ago. We went grocery shopping. I was like, God dang. And there was two price increases already this year, y'all. Two. There was one at the beginning of the year, and there was a one around March, April timeframe. Two price increases. And it feels like it crept up a little bit more. Two. And now people are paying their bills. Now things are more expensive. The taxes have risen. Everything is more expensive, right? People haven't got as much money as they did in 2020 and 2021. So when we're seeing all these people that look like they're thriving and stuff, we don't know what their finances really look like. I told y'all the other day that the Black population only has $24,000 as a total in net worth. Meaning their assets minus their liabilities. Not to say that we don't make money. Thank you. I see the super chat, Percy. I appreciate it. Not to say that we're not making money, but we spend it ridiculously. You understand? So when we're seeing all these people ball out and have this and have that and go on vacation, we don't know what them accounts look like. We don't know if they really got money saved up. Their savings account might be zero. Their investments may be zero. After they get back from that vacation, they may be broke. People are learning about business credit and all these. We do not know how people are purchasing these things. So you cannot see what other people have and compare it to you, because you might be doing right with your money. You might be saving your money. You might be investing your money. You might be really paying all your bills and being diligent and doing. And you're like, dang, I only got a couple bucks left. How are all these people doing all this stuff? Y'all, we do not know how they're acquiring these things. They could be in a boatload full of debt. We don't know. That's why we can't compare. We have no clue how people are spending their money and what their accounts really look like. They might not be saving for retirement. They might not be saving for their child's fund. They might not be saving anything. They might be in a boatload of debt. With business credit and all these things we keep hearing about, you don't know how people are getting this money. So do not compare you to somebody else's success online, because behind closed doors, it could be a whole wreck. Good morning, Brittany. I agree with the last comment. After seeing Chelsea Chris, who appeared to be, I keep messing up her name, rest in peace to that beautiful woman, who appeared to have it all, but her mental health was at zero. Just having mental health is a blessing. Absolutely. The fact that some of y'all can get to have your right mind, or to get on Morning Motivation, or to pour into yourself, to read the books. Do you know how powerful that is? That some of y'all even if you can't afford therapy, that you want to go to therapy, that you know that I have things I want to work on, that you guys are doing the internal work. None of that is pretty. None of that is sexy. None of that is salacious. None of that gets the attention. But that's where the real is. Some of the fact that some of y'all are just real people, that are solid people, that don't lie, that don't cheat, that don't steal, that don't sleep with people's husbands because you have morals, that don't show your body on the internet because you have morals. And I'm not trying to judge anybody that got their booty out. Do you, girl? But do you know how different you are? You're different. And unfortunately, different isn't praised and celebrated. Different isn't cool. What's cool is being like everybody else. What's cool is being a sheep. What's cool is all the other stuff going on. So unfortunately, you ain't gonna get the, it may not happen. You may not get the big cash out. You may not be able to be on the boat big pimping right now. But I will guarantee you, and I'm gonna rewind before I say this. I got a homegirl, right? Her and her husband have made extreme sacrifices. She's not even my homegirl. Homegirl is my associate. One of my best friends. Her and her husband have made sacrifices for years so they can have the kind of real estate portfolio they want. She doesn't get her hair done. She barely gets her nails done. She used to opt into getting lashes. I don't even think she gets that anymore, because her and her husband have financial goals that if they don't stick to them, that they won't get what they want. They have a triplex in Chicago. They have a condo in Maryland, and they're working on their third property. What she did, and I commend her all the time, is they left their own home. They have a triplex, so that means they had a tenant. They lived there and another tenant, right? They left their home to rent out their third apartment in the building that they own to live with her parents so that they could save money and get another property and another property. Do you think that is sexy? She living in a home with her husband, her kids, now she's pregnant, and she's making all these sacrifices because her mind is set on the future goal. I have to delay everything that I want right now. I have to delay looking, you know, like everybody else look and doing this and doing that and doing this, because her focus is family and building up that generational wealth for her family. So when she's 40 and 50, then she can be on the boat. Then she can be going on vacations. Then she has sacrificed so much, her and her family. And they do a little here and there that works for them in their budget. But they have sacrificed so much for their family so their family can live good later. So when we get online and we're seeing all these bags and all these things and all these things and all these things, y'all, that stuff can be taken away from us. What did the Bible tell us about riches, about material things, about gold, about rusting? You know, the sacrifice is not sexy, unfortunately. The delay is not sexy. It's not. It's not. It's not fun. It ain't nothing you want to put on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok. None of that. But it's worth it. So I need y'all to stay in the fight. I need y'all to keep grinding. I need y'all to see how blessed you truly are. The fact that you guys are even rocking with me, I know y'all are different. Because we're having different kinds of conversations. Y'all spend the first hour of y'all's day, most of y'all, or maybe y'all are at work, or maybe getting better, listening to something that nourishes your spirit and your soul. And then I know that some of y'all go read books and go get more knowledge. Y'all are different. Y'all are different. And unfortunately, when you're that type of person, things don't come easy. And good for you, because the easy stuff, anybody can get that. That's low-hanging fruit. That easy money, anybody can go put their booty on the internet and make some money. I'm just saying, anybody can do that. Some of y'all are stacked. Some of y'all, if y'all took off y'all clothes, y'all be a millionaire. But y'all don't, because you guys do something. Y'all know better. Y'all want something different for you. And I'm not trying to, again, shame anybody who does it. Good for you. But for those who are really trying to work it out and trying to put your head down and trying to get those degrees and pass that test and have those families and do it where you feel is right, and you're trying to walk in God's light and his purpose, it takes a while. It's a journey. It takes a while. But that is the best way to do it, because it's going to be worth it. You're going to understand when things start connecting and we do the work and we speak, we're going to be like, and it's going to be better. It's going to be better. You ever wanted something and it didn't happen? Or maybe you wanted to buy something and it didn't happen and what you got was better? Y'all, I always tell y'all the story about my house. Man, I was about to get outside myself and fight the lady about my, and if, okay, for those of you who haven't heard of it, when I was looking for my house, me and another woman were looking at the homes at the same time. She rushed hers. She was like, oh, this is the one I want. It's cheaper. Boom. She went and ran off and got her deposit and put it on the lot that I thought I wanted, right? Because it was cheaper. I was like, oh, it's $20,000 cheaper. Cool. I want that one. And then he looked at me and was like, unfortunately, the young lady just ran to the bank to get her deposit. She has this one, but I'll show you another one. I'll show you the one better for you. Well, he didn't say better for you. He said, I'll show you the other one. It is more, but it's a corner. It has this. It has all the upgrades. And I'm like, dang, $20,000 more. But little did I know, because I was patient, because I waited, this house was perfectly designed for me. It had the kitchens that I wanted. It had the bed. And I didn't pick none of this, y'all. I only picked my floors and my carpet. That's it. Everything else was picked for me. Everything. The fixtures. I bought my refrigerator and my floors. That was it. Everything else was picked for me. So because I delayed, because I just waited, because I was patient, I got the better house. And she didn't even end up moving in that one because everything that was picked in there was ugly. I'm sorry to my neighbor. Everything is in there is ugly. Be patient. Do you want the ugly house or do you want the house that's designed for you? Do you want the little funky degree or do you want the degree and the graduation and the timing that is perfectly designed for you? What do you want? What's best for you? I say, wait. If God told you right now, I'll give you what you want right now. I'll give you the man that you want right now, but Or you can wait a little longer and get exactly what I have for you. Yeah, you're getting denials and the housing market is skyrocketing and this was the year that you planned to get a house, but maybe it ain't ready for you yet. Maybe you were supposed to start this job and something happened and maybe it wasn't ready for you yet. Maybe it wasn't your season. You were trying and trying and trying for that baby and you're like, oh my gosh, I want it so bad. Maybe it's the baby's not ready yet. Maybe the timing isn't ready yet. But when it aligns and it is ready, it's going to be perfect timing. And you're going to be so thankful God made you wait. You are going to be so thankful God made you wait. Do you know how many times I would have been divorced if I would have married the people that I was supposed to, that I thought I was going to marry? And I look back and I go, ew. If I were had to have married the man that I was supposed to marry at 21 years old. Ew. Thank God he made me wait until my 30s. So for all my 20 somethings out there that is like, man, I'm supposed to have this. I'm supposed to have this. I'm supposed to have this. God is making you wait because better is down the road. It ain't time yet. It ain't time yet. Just wait. Just wait. I see y'all's comment. I'm getting there. But we have to be thankful. We have to thank God for the process. The process is going to make the situation better, which you're going to get on the other side of the work, of the waiting, of the prayer, of the thanksgiving is going to be better than you could ever have dreamed of. I couldn't have picked this stuff. I don't even got a designer brain. So God allowed the designer to design exactly what I wanted. Now, are there times where you got to jump on opportunities? Absolutely. But at the same time, you got to know what season you're in. And if you're being delayed right now, it's for a reason. So let me go back to y'all's comments. And I thank y'all for the super chats. I really appreciate it. Oh, hold on. Okay. I needed to hear this so bad. I think I read Chris's. Thank you so much, Chris. Shamber says, KK, sometimes your waiting season is not God saying no, but just wait and he is in control. Absolutely. Thank you, Shamber, for the positive words. Alicia says, I need this. I have so many things I'm asking God for, and I know he hears me. So many times I had to remind myself that I am in a waiting room. God is just preparing me. Delay is not denial. Absolutely, y'all. Thank you. Come on. It's so hard. I just want to make sure that I staying busy and I'm doing what God is aligning me to do. Yes. And we don't have to be busy, y'all. We just have to make sure that we're continuing the work. We're continuing to tweak. We're continuing to keep watering and sowing those seeds. You know, if you don't see your harvest, keep planting, keep studying, keep figure out like, hey, let's go do some research. Why didn't my tomatoes come in this season? Why didn't my watermelon come in? Same thing with life. Could I have done something different? What am I missing? If I'm not missing anything, let me just go get out my garden and go clean the house. You are saying everything I need to hear right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait for y'all to start 555 transformation today. All my 555 transformers. If we praise God in our waiting season, we will be able to gain our faith and trust in him during that time rather than we are already out of that season. Absolutely. Dia says, I am a witness to this. To the trials don't last forever. I had hope at one point in my life, but I persevered. I had no hope in my life, but I persevered. Sorry. When the trial was over, God allowed everything to fall into place for me. Absolutely. Thank you. Good morning, you guys. This was for me just talking to me, love. I am here for it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I literally went to God this morning about the nervousness I woke up with. God responded with preparation is everything. You are nervous because you are not prepared. Get prepared. Ooh, come on. Preparation, y'all, prepare. God is preparing you. God is preparing you. Every day you work at it, every day, every day. And if nothing gives you guys some hope, I'll just say this. I didn't get what I thought that this show was going to give me. I got something more, right? I thought when I started Morning Motivation that I was going to get the views. I thought that I was going to get, all of these things. God allowed some people to move on, and he gave me y'all. He gave me the connection. Some of y'all I've talked to. Some of y'all I've coached. Some of you guys, we're friends now. Like, he gave me like-minded people. Do you understand how y'all have given me so much more than I've given y'all? I could tear up right now. I'm going to start crying. He has blessed me so much more than I thought I was going to be blessed. I show up now just so thankful that you guys show up for me and that we can talk and communicate. So we go into things with one idea, and God just shows up in so many other beautiful ways. And I just thank y'all so much because, man, had I not started this, a lot of us wouldn't have even communicated and networked and talked. And I know some of you guys talk and connect and things like that. Like, that's so beautiful that we even have these conversations every morning. We've had 99 conversations. You know how powerful that is? You know how beautiful that is? And it's just the beginning. That's what's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. That's what's so beautiful. It is just the beginning, you guys. Man, that's the biggest blessing. He gave me y'all. The connections, the conversations, the DMs, the uplifting conversations that we've had. Some of y'all are just so beautiful. Actually, all of y'all, because I've talked to most of you. So you guys have such beautiful spirits. He brought like-minded, beautiful, God-fearing spirits together. You know how powerful that is, especially in today's age? I'm so thankful for y'all, for real. Yep, your blessings come at different times in different ways. Absolutely. Steph says, yes, the relationship and marriage exposes you It's not it. Y'all stop chasing that ring. It's okay. It wasn't meant to be. Let that season, let that relationship be dead so you can move on. Okay. I needed this today. Superstep says social media is so deceiving. It makes you think people are bigger than they really are. And it is okay for people to show you their highlights, right? It's okay for people to show you their highlights and their ups and their triumphs. I think it's a beautiful thing to be inspired by sometimes, but we just don't know. We don't know when those cameras go off. Are they even truly happy? You know, like we said, the young lady who took her life was amazing. She was meeting all these celebrities. She had an apartment in New York. She had graduated from law school. She had a law degree and a job in law. Like, you would have thought that her life was amazing, and she was battling behind closed doors with some deep, dark stuff that she couldn't escape. You guys, we never know. So that's why we can't compare. It's very hard. And then to keep that in mind, if we feel like that about social media, imagine these kids. Imagine these kids that don't have these conversations. So if you guys are allowing your children to be on social media, please have conversations with them, because they're seeing parties, and parties are crazier than ever with all the balloons and the size and all this, which is beautiful that we're celebrating in a new way. But, you know, some blessings, there's other stuff that comes with that. So make sure that we're talking them through these, especially if you have teenagers, especially if you have kids that know what's going on. Make sure you're talking. How do you feel? How does social media make you feel? You guys, I posted something yesterday, and I want to read this to you, especially if you have daughters. This is super, super, super important. It says suicide rates for Black girls have increased more than double from Black boys. This was shocking. The guy said, this was shocking to me. This was shocking to me because we know that overall men complete suicide at higher rates than women, and it raises many questions about how we're failing to protect young Black girls. Y'all, social media is killing these little girls because they're seeing all these body images and what they should look like, and nudes and OnlyFans. And if they are not guided properly, if they are not loved and poured into properly, if the fathers aren't there to tell them their girls are beautiful and that they should respect themselves and that they should have pride in who they are going to fall down these rabbit holes. So we have to protect our children, y'all. We have to. Oh, no problem. Thank you, Brandy. I'm listening and I'm getting out of my way and ready to embark on this new journey. I'm so proud of all of y'all. The groceries definitely went up. Absolutely, Angel, they did. Sometimes we got to ask ourselves, are we hardly working or working hardly? Or working hard. I like that. Hardly working or working hardly. Hello. Seth says, I'm sorry to say, but some people got their blessings like cars, homes, business, marriages dishonestly and post them online as it's genuine. Hello. If people had it like that, OnlyFans wouldn't be what it is. Let's just say like that. And then honestly, we want more money than we need most of the time. We don't need all that. We don't. A lot of the stuff that we pray for and that we want, we don't need. God is up there like, I gave you your needs. If you manage the money that I gave you, if you would just humble yourself and do what I gave you and be okay with what I gave you, you'll be straight. You will be straight. And unfortunately, we spend, our spending habits are bad. We don't do what we're supposed to do. We don't give, we don't save, and we don't have money. Sometimes it's us, y'all. Sometimes it ain't God, it's us. It's me you're talking to. Y'all said so many things I don't even remember. Brandy said, this is true. I knew this girl who had luxury items, but was so went in so much debt using loans. Why? What you see sometimes is not what truly is. Yes, credit card debt is crazy, y'all. We have no idea. Do not, especially if you're doing right with your money, y'all, do not compare, because we have no idea. Okay. All right, y'all, I'm going to get through these comments. Y'all can load them up. I'm not going to stop until we get them all. Steph says, please don't sleep on people living real, actual lives. Yes. Vanessa says, I'm not everyone else. Y'all are not everybody else, y'all. Y'all are different. Y'all are different. And I think sometimes it takes us to remind ourselves and somebody to say it to us. We are different. We are not out here like everybody else. We are different. Good morning. God, yes, all the baddie trends online used to make me feel low because I didn't get my nails and hair and lashes done like everybody else. And some of that stuff, somebody said this in my comments under one of my videos. So thank you to whoever said this. It was a morning motivator, but it says some of that stuff we get don't even make us look good. It don't. All them lashes that be looking like this, y'all. That stuff don't, it's not cute. It's cool for now. It's popular now. But some of that stuff makes them little young girls look crazy. And no shade if you got the long lashes. No shade. It's giving Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm going to talk about your children. The house that is designed for me. Absolutely. Absolutely. Chell says, Brittany, I've been buying a laptop from January and it is just delays after delays. Most recent was yesterday. Right now, I'm just start that book. Whatever you bought that laptop for. Hello. I know I'm talking to some. I'm not y'all. I don't prepare this stuff. I know I'm talking to y'all. Some of y'all. Thank you. You're a blessing to all of us. Thank you, Brittany. We love you. Episode 100 on the way. Absolutely. I'll say it again. We have to pray for preparation for what we want. Absolutely. Amen. Thank y'all. I appreciate all the praise and love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God, you're going to make me cry. You know, I didn't bring my lash glue to work. I'm sorry, Aubrey girl. My bad, girl. Yes, he's doing something new. Thank you. Diadia says, thank you so much for doing this. It's so inspirational. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for being here. Let's see. Ooh, amen. God is so faithful and I'm so grateful you're allowing him to use you, Brittany. You have no idea what is on the other side of your obedience. Thank you. And y'all too, like we're all in this together. We are all in this together. This is why I love Morning Motivation. It's the connection between all of us. Thank you so much. No, thank y'all. I'm telling y'all, make this show. Y'all make this show. Y'all come. Y'all talk to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, She Amber. Thank you. Y'all do. Y'all make this possible. You mentioned a couple in real estate. Is that a book? I didn't catch the name. Oh, no. So that was my best friend. My best friend is making those sacrifices with her and her family. Good morning. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to get through everybody's comments before y'all go to work. Have a beautiful, blessed day, Vanessa. This was an awesome stream. I totally forgot about the story of gold. Absolutely. Wait, what y'all talk about? Hold up. That baddie thing made me insecure for a long time, but I found myself now. Yes. Same here. Thank you. No, for real, y'all. Yes, yes, absolutely. All right, you guys. Man, let's go back over the tips for those of you who have to go to work. I love you. Have a beautiful, blessed Thursday. Let me just go over the tips really quick to wrap it up for everybody else. All right, y'all. So when we feel like our blessings are delayed or God isn't talking to us or hearing from us, we have to stop complaining, you know, have our little pity parties, but we have to stop complaining and then be thankful. Go down the laundry list of everything that you're blessed with. If you are a great person, if you know you're a good person deep down, that is a blessing within itself. Okay. Start thanking God for the process. The process is not to do anything but make you stronger, to get you prepared for what you're praying for, to strengthen you. We grow in the hard times, y'all. Iron sharpens iron. We don't get sharpened and fed in the seasons of triumph and getting what we want. It's all about the process and keep going. We have to keep going. We have to keep striving. We have to keep praying. We have to keep doing the work. We have to really ask ourselves, am I doing everything in my power to make sure that I'm aligning with what I'm praying for God for? And then we have to stop comparing our journeys to everyone out there. Y'all, we do not know how people are getting these things. We don't know if they're really, truly happy. So we have to be in tune with our own lives. And if you have children, especially young children, teenagers, please talk to them about what they're going through, how they feel about social media, all of these things, because these are, y'all, suicide rates are up, especially with young people. So we have to make sure that we are covering and talking to and ensuring that we know what's going on with their mental health and state. I love you guys so much. I pray you guys have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day. Thank you guys for being a part of the morning motivation. You guys fill me up so much, and I'm so grateful for all of you guys. Tomorrow is our 100th episode. Burn, 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 burn. So I'll figure something else. Well, I'll figure out something. We got to do something special. But I love you guys so much. Have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye, y'all.